ESPN, the sports network, loves reporting on rivalries on the field. Now they might be involved in one. For years, ESPN has been the dominant name in sports broadcasting, not to mention the most profitable bundle of channels on cable TV. Tomorrow, though, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp launches Fox Sports One into 90 million homes. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that this all-sports channel might not take ESPN down, but it could well be a viable alternative.
ESPN is so powerful that it's understandable that no other media entity has launched a full frontal assault, but ESPN is so profitable that it's hard to fathom that a competitor wouldn't look at the all-sports network like the Barbary Coast Pirates looked at treasure-laden Spanish galleons. And a competitor has emerged. Fox Sports One, network promos are saying, is synonymous with fun. Fox is certainly synonymous with bringing bold media visions to fruition. Indeed, corporate history informs this new venture, says Fox Sport One's Executive Vice President of Programming and Research, Bill Wenger.
Going back to Fox Broadcasting launching in 1986, 1987, taking on the established broadcast networks, and then Fox News back in 1996, taking on CNN. We absolutely have studied all those and how it worked.
How it worked with broadcast and news is that Fox programmers figured out what parts of the audience were underserved. Fox Sports One will feature a lot more NASCAR and Ultimate Fighting than ESPN. The network will also air college football, Big East basketball, and soon the Major League Baseball playoffs and the World Cup. There's no NFL yet, but the current portfolio can bring, if not supremacy, then certainly success, says Chris Bevilacqua, president of sports media firm Bevilacqua Helfand Ventures.
Burger King to McDonald's and Adidas to Nike and Pepsi to Coke. I mean, there's usually a pretty clear number one and two. You know, 7 years from now, 10 years from now, Fox is going to be in a position to really go and compete.
Bevilacqua says Fox Sports One's programming is strong, its leaders are skilled, and the appetite for sports is growing. As a culture, we seem a long way off from peak sport. Fox Sports One seems to be well situated to be a success. There's big potential profit in cable sports, more so than even broadcast. ESPN, in addition to generating ad revenue, gets over $5 per subscriber from every cable and satellite system that carries it. Right now, Fox Sports One is said to be earning 80 cents to a dollar per subscriber. Fox Sports One will fill out its broadcast day with non-event programming. Regis Philbin is getting a program. But the network's main show is a competitor to ESPN's sports center called Fox Sports Live. It will feature analysis from ex-athletes like Donovan McNabb.
What will I bring to Fox Sports Live? Personality. Excitement, information.
Fox Sports Live will be anchored by Jay Onright and Dan O'Toole, who for years hosted the Canadian version of SportsCenter. It's not that the U.S. version of SportsCenter is without humor, but the moments of levity are mostly of the snarky aside, wouldn't want to break character variety. Fox's Onright and O'Toole are more absurdist and goofy. What you'd get if the kids in the hall had a sports show. Here's a clip of Onright from a few years ago opining about an NHL team's nickname.
If the Thrashers move to Winnipeg and they don't call them the Jets. I will be upset, Dan.
It's really burr under
your... I will lose it!
Burr under your saddle.
I will lose it!
Recently, on a talk show to promote the launch of Fox Sports One, the 6'5" Onright entered the set borne on the back of the 5'1" O'Toole. They made it a few paces, then tripped over some stairs. A metaphor for risk-taking, or judgment, or the possibility of failure, but mainly for physics. Mike Pesca, NPR News.